A new attack that killed a number of people in the southern Russia has heightened security fears ahead of the Olympic Winter Games in Sochi, as Stefan Boss reports.
Russian investigators say all the victims, including at least two taxi drivers, were shot dead and found in four separate cars near the city of Stavropol. Officials say an improvised explosive device went off near one of the vehicles, but nobody was injured in that separate blast. The killings happened just 300 kilometers east of the Black Sea resort of Sochi, where thousands of athletes and spectators are due to attend next month's Winter Olympics. The violence came despite a massive security operation in the region involving nearly 40,000 troops and police. Footage has emerged of what officials said was last week's confrontation between Russian security forces and three militants hiding in a house in the Kasavyurt region of Dagestan. In the fighting, Russian law enforcers reportedly killed a close aide of Chechen warlord Doku Umarov, who had urged his fighters to disrupt the Olympic Games. Militants have been fighting for a separate Islamic State in Russia's North Caucasus region. Russian President Vladimir Putin is under pressure to take tougher action. The United States, from where 250 athletes are competing in the Games, says the FBI will have dozens of people in Moscow and some in Sochi to assist the Russians. Several Russian politicians want a reinstallation of the death penalty and total surveillance as part of anti-terrorist measures, raising concerns among human rights groups. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.